Let's get back to our top story. Special Counsel Robert Mueller making his first public remarks today since the beginning of his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Speaking at the Justice Department, Mueller explained why his report didn't offer a conclusion on whether President Trump obstructed justice.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. The introduction to the Volume 2 of our report explains that decision. It explains that under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional.
Joining us now for more is former prosecutor Paul Butler, professor of law at Georgetown University. Paul, welcome to Here and Now.
Hey, Jeremy. It's great to be here.
And what do you make of what Mueller had to say today, that the reason that he didn't make a determination on whether Trump obstructed justice was because of this policy that says you can't indict a sitting president?
I think a fair interpretation of what Mueller said about charging Trump with obstruction is, I didn't do it because I couldn't do it. Mueller made the suggestive comments that it's the responsibility of Congress to address alleged criminality by the president, and that the president can be prosecuted in criminal court after he leaves office. Mueller said he gathered evidence of obstruction to preserve it for future prosecutors after Trump leaves office.
Do you think that Congress is going to take him up on that, if you will, and say, okay, fine, we're going to start impeachment proceedings?
I think it's a difficult decision. It makes leader or Speaker of the House Pelosi perhaps the most important and powerful person in the United States at this moment. I think her calculus is that she probably is persuaded by those 10 episodes of obstruction that are contained in the Mueller report that the president committed the high crimes and misdemeanors that are required for impeachment. But if her ultimate goal is to have Trump removed from office, she may believe that impeachment would actually hinder that goal because of the politics, and it might be the best decision to let the electoral process proceed.
It was pretty clear in Mueller's statement today that the reason that he did what he did in the report and didn't make a determination was because of that longstanding Justice Department policy that says you can't indict a sitting president. We went back and looked at what the Attorney General William Barr said in his press conference in April, and he said that he asked Mueller if that was the reason, and Mueller was pretty clear that that wasn't the reason. What do you make? Was Barr misleading the American people?
You know, today Mueller said he didn't question Barr's good faith in releasing the full report. I think those words were chosen very carefully because we know that Mueller wrote a letter objecting to the way that Barr had initially characterized the report. So I think that there are important questions remaining about whether Barr was fully transparent with regard to what the Mueller report actually contained. At the same time, Mueller wrote his report to the Attorney General, and it was Barr's decision whether and how much it would be released to the public. Mm-hmm. And Mueller doesn't seem to have concerns that important parts of the report were redacted.
That's Paul Butler, professor of law at Georgetown University, on today's top story. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.